Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Tom and everyone. I have been noticing in the last couple of weeks a lot of attention on the bathroom laws in North Carolina around the rights of transgender people and whether or not they can use the restrooms of their gender preference or gender choice, which may not correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. Mm-hmm. And the Justice Department has said it's a civil rights violation, and many have said that they have rights even if you don't culturally agree. But what I wanted to raise this morning, Tom, is that we must be very careful that they are raising on the right a issue to drive conservative and right-wing voters. The governor of North Carolina is up for re-election, and of course, many of them are trying to help Donald Trump, and they raise these issues to drive their vote. When I was running in 2004, they started raising about same-sex marriage. And the reason I say that is that is if you think about it, how do you enforce this law? I travel a lot. One of the things that you see at every airport is they're saying we have a shortage of TSA workers at the metal detectors and at the screening. Well, if someone's in a bathroom at an airport and says, well, I think that man is really a woman, who's going to inspect that? Who's going to come in and see who's right or wrong? And what is the inspection? Are you going to now have people have to expose themselves to prove they're a man or a woman? This is unenforceable. This, I think, is nothing but a political tool. If you don't have money for security, how are you going to have money to train and have people check people out in bathrooms? And the lawsuits when your wife or your husband or your child come home and says, I was made to expose nude in a bathroom because I was suspected of being something else. Don't go for the okey-doke. I think that this is nothing but electioneering in the name of morality, and we ought not get sidetracked by it.
I'm glad you said that, Reverend Al, because I was not looking at it like that. I was so upset that they were comparing going to the bathroom by transgenders to Jim Crow.
Right.
Yeah, this is an enforceable law.
How do you
unenforceable.
Enforce it?
Yeah, unenforceable yeah. law.
Who's going to enforce it? I mean, who's going to check out who's who? and how do they do it? And how do they train them? And what about the lawsuits? If my daughter came and told me somebody made her strip to prove she was a woman, I mean, forget Jim Crow. I would go berserk. This is not real. And I get it. When I was going to the airport, I thought about it. Because they keep talking about the TSA workers. I said, wait a minute, how are you going to enforce this at an airport? Because, you know, I travel commercial, so I see this. Every once in a while, Jay will offer me to ride his soul plane. But when I'm doing commercial,
really,
I do it.
Now.
And I have to go through it.
We had to go there.
Well, no, I'm not trying to get on Jay with the soul plane. I just got a little nervous when Jay sent me a boarding pass and they spell soul, S-O-L-E. That's when I said I better not do that.
You were doing so well, Reverend Al.
North Carolina passed this, has got this law to try to get Trump elected. Now
that's right.
That's a spin I hadn't thought of. Good.
They're
one,
trying
right?
to drive out the vote. Come out and vote against people getting you in the bathroom and molesting. There's no record of any of that. Just like voter ID, they need something to create fervor for their voters. Because
you on that.
If you're a molester, you don't need to go in the wrong bathroom to molest people. I mean, this is really a voting kind of strategy, and we've got to be very careful. The man's running for re-election this November, the governor of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, Reverend Al.
Like, this is not their agenda, but it is. It's their agenda. They act like it's not, but it is.